This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam. May Allah elevate the ranks of Shahid Hassan Tehrani Muqaddam. May Allah regard the sacrifice of you, his mother, as a divine savior.
عملیاتای موشکی ما که موشک ما در تست سیمولیشن جواب نمیداد.
In one of our military simulation operations, the missile didn't work and we didn't know whether to start the operation or not.
The story of martyrdom is so belovedly exciting that it pulls the spirit towards the battlefield.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Hassan Tehrani Muqaddam. Dear listeners, one of the greatest martyrs of Iran and Islam is Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam, who is known as the father of Iran's missile program. Shahid Hassan Tehrani Muqaddam was born on October 29, 1959, in the capital of Iran, Tehran. He got familiar with Islamic teachings in the mosque of his neighborhood under the guidance of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Lavasani. Soon he became a member of a band that would sing Islamic songs. The members of this band performed a welcome song for Imam Khomeini in Mehrabad Airport on the arrival of Imam Khomeini. Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam entered Technicum School in the field of industrial cutting at the postgraduate level. At the height of the revolutionary activities, under the influence of his brother Muhammad, Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam joined the revolutionaries. His older brother Ahmad says, "In the days leading up to the victory of the revolution, together with his friends in underground activities, he would make handmade grenades, which he made using a three-way water pipe. On the night of Bahman 22nd, by throwing a handmade grenade at an army vehicle, he was able to confiscate it and take the general who was inside it captive." And now, Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, talks about Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam. May Allah elevate the ranks of Shahid Hassan Tehrani Muqaddam. May Allah regard the sacrifice of you, his mother, as a divine saving. The family of these great martyrs also benefit from divine rewards that Allah considers for them. One of the main characteristics of Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam was his power of managing different issues. He was a manager by nature. He was also a hard-working man. Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam could see high horizons that few people could see. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Following the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam managed to get his bachelor's degree in industrial engineering in around the year 1980. On June 28, 1980, Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam joined the IRGC's intelligence unit. He played a crucial role in foiling the plot of enemies in Kurdistan province in Iran. Muhammad Tehrani Muqaddam, Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam's brother, says that the Mujahideen Khalq organization had threatened to assassinate him. This was because of a missile that struck the headquarters of the Mujahideen inside Iraq. That same night, their radio announced that they would kill Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam. While planning the assassination of Shahid Sayyad Shirazi, they also had a plan to assassinate Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam and wanted to assassinate both of them. However, a group of them were arrested. During the Iran-Iraq War, Iran did not have advanced ground weapons. The IRGC's heavy weapons were mortars, RPGs, and PK machine guns. In one of the successful operations, the Iranians were able to capture war booty, including artillery. This was a new page in history for Iran's development of heavy weapons. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Hassan Tehrani Muqaddam.
عملیاتای موشکی ما که موشک ما در تست سیمولیشن جواب نمیداد و ما نمیدونستیم که وارد مرحله وضعیت جنگی موشک بشیم.
In one of our military simulation operations, the missile didn't work and we didn't know whether to start the operation or not. We consulted with the Holy Quran, and this verse of the Quran was open to us. Why are you attached to the earth? Are you satisfied with this mundane life? Upon hearing this verse, I ordered to start the operation. One of the missiles, which worked with delay, hit Baghdad airport, where a brigade from Sudan and Egypt were preparing themselves to join Saddam's army. Now, this was a blessing from Allah. All of our actions and manners were in the hands of Allah, and this was the path that Allah has shown to us through His verse in the Holy Quran.
و مرمت ادرمت بگم که تمام حرکات و تمام سکنات لنهدیانم سوالنا بود و راهی که خدا نشون بیاد.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam was an army commander who was known as the father of Iran's missile program. Before being able to create advanced missiles, Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam started working on more basic heavy weapons such as artillery. Gradually, this progressed into a full-fledged missile program. Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam designed many short, medium, and long-range ballistic missiles that were able to carry very heavy warheads that would cause a great deal of damage. Of course, Iran's missile program is defensive and aims to establish peace in the region by deterring rogue elements who are Iran's and the region's enemies. The first Iranian missile that was fired was during the Iran-Iraq war, where Kirkuk and Baghdad were targeted. In Baghdad, about 200 Iraqi army commanders were killed by these missile attacks. Around the year 1985, Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam was appointed to the IRGC Missile Command. Iran was slowly able to develop its missile might as the Iran-Iraq war continued. Various indigenous short-range missiles were developed and fired toward the ending years of the Iran-Iraq war, including the missile Nazat, which had a range of 80 to 120 kilometers. The most advanced missile, which is a long-range missile that can travel up to 2,000 kilometers, is Shahab 3 ballistic missile. Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam was martyred on November 12, 2011, due to an explosion in a missile arms depot when munitions were being moved. May Allah bless this great martyr and elevate his ranks. And now, we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab.
The story of martyrdom is so belovedly exciting that it pulls the spirit towards the battlefield. It makes thinking difficult. Martyrdom is a mixture of refined love and a deep, complex wisdom. In order for us to understand the meaning of martyrdom, we must clarify the ideological school from which it takes its meaning, expression, and value from. In European and Western terminology, a martyr is a person who chooses death in defense of his beliefs against his enemies, where he has no other choice but to die. But in Islamic terminology, the word shaheed, which actually means witness, and is used to express or name the one who has chosen to sacrifice his life, has quite a different meaning from that of the Western world. This shows the difference between Islamic and non-Islamic beliefs.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam. Please visit our website, which is parsetoday.com, and you can email us to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.